Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
We're so glad to be with you. This is our first episode in 2023. We're excited to be back. We just had a wonderful holiday break, Christmas and New Year's. Amazing times. We got to see our family, host our family and friends. We did a little bit of traveling to go see family, as well as our first work trip of the year. So we're pretty excited to be back sharing some updates and just sharing with you on the podcast here. We wanted to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals, things that we're talking about, things that I'm sure many of you are talking about as well. But also, I just wanted to kind of recap and say we had a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Great holiday. We had a lot of fun. Ate a lot of good food. Had a really good time. And I think, Christmas, I don't know for you, but I think I felt like it was a good rest.
Mm-hmm.
So we took some time off as well. But it was a good reset, kind of just hanging out with family and friends a few days and doing what we needed to do as far as, winding down for the year end and getting ready for a new year and things like that. But it was also restful, peaceful. We didn't get caught up in the travel scenarios.
No, not in the airports.
I know that there was a lot of people getting stuck, getting rerouted, flights being canceled, things like that.
We felt for those people though, because we've been there many times.
So we never like to be stuck. If you have plans, obviously, trying to get somewhere, it's never exciting to be stuck. But I'm glad that, mostly I think most people were safe and got to where they needed to go eventually and things like that. So Christmas time was great. I know many people had either vacation time or just took some time off, or kids being out of school, things like that. That was pretty cool. And then this last week, maybe you can talk about what we got to see some family as well in Louisiana, and then also visited with a partner church who are gearing up for our next mission trip from Revival Temple. So they're in Louisiana, so maybe you can talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, we have our next trip coming up April 27th through May 2nd. So that won't be Connect Global's first trip of the year to Honduras, but it will be the first trip we're opening up to the public, to friends and family and partner churches. We're primarily just doing this one with Revival Temple, but it was great to get to go see the team and to spend time with them. We have a lot of respect for that church and for the leadership there, and we weren't really expecting it, but they had invited us to actually speak while we were there, which was really cool to get to share more with our congregation about Connect Global and just everything that we've all together been able to accomplish, and then just plans for this new year and what we're setting our sights on. Which is always kind of the same thing as far as ministry goes for us. It is just to continue to be used by God and for the purpose of blessing others. So we love to be able to do that through clean water projects, through concrete floors for people who are still living on dirt floors, through our urban gardens and aquaponic systems. Certainly through education and our maternity home. So our mission really has stayed the same year after year, but always being able to bring that to more and more people is something we strive for. And so Revival Temple is definitely one of those churches who has supported us for many, many years in so many ways. And so getting to go and have a team meeting in person and get prepared for this upcoming trip in April is going to be really great. We're really looking forward to that. And it was also really awesome to get to go and see family. My family lives just a couple of hours there from Walker, and so we got to see them, we got to play games, we got to eat the different foods that Louisiana has to offer, and just I got to hear some stories I had never heard before about my family's travel. My grandparents traveled to Mexico with my mom and my aunt when they were kids, and just different stories that had never come up before. So that was kind of fun too, kind of unique and a good experience. So it was really great overall. We did drive, which it's a bit of a trip, but yeah. I think under the circumstances of what all was going on in the airports, it was probably the best decision.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like driving always seems like it takes so much longer, which of course, you know, most of the time, hour by hour, plane travel would be quicker, but you also have to, you know, factor in check-in times, prep times, delays at times.
Yeah.
And so there's sometimes it just seems easier, at least you can just keep moving and move at your own pace when you have the control of driving and doing those things. So I think it was fun though. We had a good time. It was easy. We, you know, obviously love seeing family around the holidays and any chance we get. Playing games and just laughing and cutting up a little bit was fun and nice. And then, like you said about, you know, with Revival Temple, with regards to them, I think it's always a joy to be with that group. They're one of the most special churches that we have the opportunity and privilege to be partnered with. It's always fun. They always have, again, great stories and just kind of, you know, amazing stories of miracles and just blessings that they're a part of and that they get to be a part of. And so that was really nice to see them. You can learn more about Revival Temple. Actually, there's a article we published about them called Legacy and Missions. So you can read and learn a little bit more about the lifelong approach to missions that they've taken within their church and how they give and give generously through different means, both locally and internationally. So you can read that. I'll link that in the show notes for this episode. But that was really great to see them, to be a part of that service. And, you know, just thinking through, you know, the closeout of 1 year and opening up into a new year, you know, just makes you start thinking about resetting,
yeah,
restarting. This is certainly not a new, you know, to me, I always think about it as far as like, this is a new chapter in the book of our life, right? It's not like starting over completely. You're not starting from scratch, but it does feel fresh. It feels new. So it's, you know, just like when reading a good book, when you get to the next chapter, you sometimes get new characters, new plot lines. Maybe there's a slightly new setting. But essentially, you're still talking about the same story. So yeah. I think that's like with any new year, I always kind of go back to that analogy or that space where it's like, okay, this is not necessarily a brand new thing because, you know, just from one day to the next, you're in a whole brand new year, calendar year. So it doesn't feel that big of a difference or that big of a departure, but it does give us the opportunity to kind of reset, recharge, kind of make some new goals, new plans, things like that, which I'm excited about. So I wanted to see if there are any new goals, plans, maybe we call them resolutions, but things that maybe are a part of your life that you're just putting a new focus on, if there's anything like that. I'll, you know, my thing is getting back to reading more. You know, I feel like I read a lot for work and for research and things that we're doing. But being able to read things that interest me more on just a, you know, personal level, I haven't done as much of in the last few months. So I think that to me is one goal for this year is to pick a new book each month and complete it, you know, cover to cover. Because I know that I do a lot of picking up and starting books, and I love buying new books and finding new books at the you know, different library sales or even at thrift stores and stuff like that. But like I said, first and foremost, it's, you know, a lot of the reading goes into the work that we do, a lot of the research and the things that we're doing to find out, you know, how to do what we do even better. But then also on a personal level, you know, personal development, things like that, just really focusing on that this year is a goal, and just sort of a new, I guess like a refocus or recharge for that. And then also we talked about doing some more intentional date nights.
Yeah.
That was mine. That's me.
That would be
so
great.
It's a lot. That's self-serving, but obviously it's also just an intentional move to make sure that we're prioritizing the time for each other. And then as well as with Sage, our daughter. So we're trying to work out a schedule and a plan for that. So then that way that can be intentional, because I feel like everything that we do in life, you know, we can say, okay, if we intended to do something, that's a different story. That's like, okay, I planned to go to work out, but I didn't today.
Okay.
That's an intention. But to be intentional is to say, I'm going to work out today. I'm going to put it on the calendar. I'm going to actually make it happen and then execute and go do it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference. That's why I always sometimes hesitate making New Year's resolutions or sort of saying like, okay, here's what I'm sticking to, because I don't want it to get caught up with just intentions.
Right.
But I do want to make an intentional effort to say, here's the things that I'm committed to doing. So I think maybe that should be a new way that we can start out the new year, is saying, here's my New Year's commitments.
Yeah.
Not just a resolution or just something that I'm deciding on, but that I'm actually willing to execute and come up with. And so part of that is making some of those goals palatable, easy, you know, not easy, but, you know,
manageable.
Attainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, attainable and manageable. Because I know that there's a lot of people that start out a new year and they're like, well, I'm not doing anything that I did last year, you know, whether good or bad, or they're just changing it up. And by now, today, this podcast will be published around the 10th of the month. You know, we're a third way through the first month of the year, and many people are already like, oh, I need some grace. I need forgiveness. I, you know, gave up on the thing that I said I was going to do so adamantly, you know, on the night of the 31st. So I think that's the thing that you have to remember, is that any goals responsible, you know, for change have to be attainable, have to be measurable, have to be something that you can actually, you know, mark off. And we're not just sort of saying things to, you know, just mark off something that's sort of, you know, not necessary or not. It's like things that you say, I'm going to do this, I need to do this, I want to do this, and then actually executing. And I think that's a good thing, no matter what it is. So whether it's, you know, I know a lot of people in January do weight loss things, or they do development things, or they say, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, drive recklessly, or you know, texting and driving. I hope you're not doing that, and I hope if you're listening to this podcast while you're driving, it's safely. But the point is that obviously anything that you choose to do in respect to sort of like a New Year's resolutions should definitely be aimed towards some productive like aim, like some you know, facilitating something better in your life, something good in your life, or getting rid of things that may be a detriment or harmful to you. So that's the resolutions are always kind of interesting to me. So is there anything, Danielle, that you are doing or changing or emphasizing or refocusing on?
Well, I think one of the things is, for me, just looking on the bright side of things. This world that we live in can definitely be harsh, it can be discouraging, it can be dark, and I'm one of those people that, you know, I don't really like the news, but it's like I feel compelled to know what's going on in the world, and so I'm not typically just trying to be in the know of what's happening in this country, but I want to know what's happening in all the countries. And so sometimes when you get too deep into that stuff, it can be quite discouraging and kind of grim looking. So trying to just make an intentional effort not to bury my head in the sand or to do anything like that, but also just to appreciate the bright side of things and appreciate the good things and the positive things and all the good that's happening in the world also. It doesn't seem like that makes the headlines as much, and sometimes it's harder to find.
You have to dig for it sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. But I do think that there is always, it does exist if you're looking for it.
Right.
And then also, I think you and I always feel a burden to actually be that for other people too. To, you know, not just be looking for something that's more positive, but to be to be that in other people's lives,
sure.
and to be a friend and a family member that someone can confide in and trust, and you know, just have those shared experiences together, and certainly go through the hard things together.
For sure.
Because everybody needs that. But also then being able to celebrate together the positive and the good things that we all are, you know, experiencing on a daily basis as well.
Exactly.
So that, and then I know in 2021 I was reading like crazy.
Yeah.
And then in 2022 it was like half the amount of books.
But still a lot, quite a bit.
Yeah. But I definitely think I can get more back into a better flow like I was in 2021.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I've already got a couple going right now.
For sure.
So that's nice. And I think that, you know, I always enjoy reading. And I don't know why I don't always give as much time to it, because I always like it. But, you know, the days can definitely stay busy. So it's hard to sometimes just go sit and read.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to do more of that this year. And then I feel like in general, I try to eat right and exercise consistently and things like that. But obviously around the holidays, it's more fun to just kind of maybe dial that back a little bit and just enjoy the moment and the celebrations and the parties and
the
all
gifts.
Of that. The gifts,
People give you chocolates and candies
exactly.
and other things to kind of, you know, fill the space in between each meal, which is hilarious. But, you know, of course, it's generous and nice, and everyone wants to show you their grandmother's recipe or the new, what is it? I don't know if is Pinterest still a thing, but
still use Pinterest.
Something that you find online or share, you know, somebody's...
I think TikTok's the thing now, but I'm still on Pinterest, so.
Yeah, somebody's TikTok video that shares a new recipe or something. So that's nice, but obviously all good things.
So I've been enjoying resetting and getting back on my regular scheduled programming with... eating better, and thankfully I had stayed pretty active, so I'm still in that routine. But the eating part, you know, it was fun to indulge and all of that good stuff. So.
And I think that's the difference, is that obviously there's a difference between just sort of like, okay, we're enjoying it, relaxing, you're not, you know, don't have to put too much emphasis or focus on too many things, but at the same time, it's not overboard, it's not overindulging, it's just sort of like, okay, relax and nice, and then now just sort of back to the regular schedule, like you said.
Yeah.
So that's always nice too, obviously, if you don't have to, what's the thing called, it's like crash, like, you know, sort of like, okay,
crash course.
Yeah, let's just like go crazy and now we can't eat anything.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we also obviously chose to do a level of fasting this first month of the year. So I think that's sometimes what people, you know, throughout the year, we've did one in the summer. We've done a couple of shorter ones throughout the year. But I think January always seems to be also like when people kind of do a fast or do some sort of level of giving up something, and whether it's sweets or extras or chips or just something specific, or going on a full specific, you know, I know that a lot of churches that we know, and our church, Morningstar Church, is also doing a specific fast. You know, they're counting down 21 days this month, and so for our month of fasting, it's just one of those things that we've chose to do that we believe in. We believe in more so than just the abstinence part of it, of abstaining from something or abstaining from meals or abstaining from you know, whatever. To me, I feel like it's more than that. It's also a spiritual thing. It's obviously a spiritual discipline, something that we've believed in personally and as a family unit, that we've done at different times and for different reasons. And so I think for this year, I think that's one of the things too that I'm just excited about, that, you know, starting off the year with some clear direction, some clear ideas on what we want to get done, what we want to achieve, making those goals. And then I think I feel like just sort of that abstinence for a time period creates, I think, maybe more like just a clarity, just like, you know, you can kind of focus on things. Right now you focus on being hungry sometimes.
Yeah.
Focus on being, you know, like the things that you're not having. So sometimes that does get a little tricky. But I also think, like with anything, it's like, you know, where your focus is at, how intentional you're being with what you're doing, you know, fasting, not just for fasting's sake.
Right.
Because I know that there's a lot of people that try and, like I said, crash diet or fast or just sort of abstain because they think it's going to right all the wrongs that they did over
yeah.
a holiday or over, you know,
or
40
over
years.
40 years, yeah, exactly. I was going to say. Not everyone's just trying
this
to
thing, yeah,
work
we're not,
off what they did in the holiday.
Yeah, we're not talking about undoing something. We're yeah. talking about starting something, doing something new.
Yeah.
This year is going to be
full. Reset.
It's full and busy yeah. and there's things going on. But yes, that reset button of, you know, and reset not meaning like starting over from scratch, like I
no.
said. But reset in the sense of this is a, you know, it's just a you know, a new start, a new set, a new of like
re-energize,
more focus. So if you're fasting, I know that, you know, many of you may be, you know, tell us about that. Tell us maybe your experience. You can share that, I think, in the show notes. There may be a place, especially if you're listening on Spotify. I know many of you, if you're listening on Apple, that makes it a little bit harder to give feedback. But we'd love to hear from you, love to know anything about your experience with New Year's resolutions this year, how your holidays were, or even if you're fasting, just let us know how you're doing. Maybe we can help cheer each other on and make sure that we're staying focused on that. You know, as far as the books go too, I had a thought too while we were talking about reading, since both of us had that sort of as an extra, you know, focus this year, is maybe we'll also print out or, you know, have posted somewhere, published our book list.
Yeah.
I think that might be interesting to find out, you know, what we're reading, but also I'd love to hear from you here, you know, a way in which you can share the books that you've read in the last few months or the books that you plan to read this year. Because I think that's cool too, the sharing of ideas, understanding like kind of what people are looking at, focused on. Sometimes people read more for, you know, sort of the escapism and kind of
yeah.
like maybe watching Netflix, but reading
yeah.
something that's more entertaining or more
right.
something like that. I know a lot of people love reading historical books or biographies. Obviously, you know, there's a big move with, you know, business books and books on, you know, sort of prioritizing different things. And I love reading books about people, you
yeah.
know, whether they're biographical, you know, like a biography or more like a, you know, just sort of like case study type things where it's giving anecdotes and giving stories and giving sort of examples. But if you're reading something that's interesting or that you just, you know, have already started and you find is pretty cool that you want to share, we'd love to see that. And maybe Danielle and I will publish our year book list, our scheduled books that we want to read this year. And that changes all the time, it grows, but I think that might be fun. Might
yeah,
be kind
definitely.
Of a new interesting thing that we can do. But yeah, so we appreciate all of you listening. I know that we took a couple of weeks off from this podcast, but we are back on our weekly schedule. We are looking forward to, like Danielle said, our next several trips to Honduras. We've got some work trips here in the United States. There's a lot going on, and so these podcasts, for one, are just a way for us to digest that and give sort of a little bit of space to that, of our day-to-day and the things that we're doing and things that we're thinking about, things that we're you know, having conversations around. But it's also just a way to stay connected. We love hearing the feedback, hearing from you, knowing that you're listening and kind of following along with our hearts and what we're talking about. And then it's also just a way for us to connect, you know, have our space and our time. You know, we are very intentional about having conversations with each other. Most of those you'll never hear on this podcast because, you know, obviously there are personal relationship, you know, or personal work or personal whatever. But this is just a glimpse of that because I think if you're in a relationship, whether that's a marriage or whether that's a family relationship or even just a work relationship, we've said this before, but communication is obviously a key component to the success of any relationship. And so for this 20 or 30 minutes or hour long, you know, conversations that we have on podcasts, the good thing is that Danielle and I have lovely conversations all day, every day, and we get to share our life together. We get to work together, which is a blessing and an honor. And so to me, I encourage you this week to find someone whether it's your spouse, whether it's your kids, whether it's someone that you work with or someone that you've been reaching out to, pick up a phone, text somebody, go to coffee, find a way in which to connect with someone this week, because I know that you'll be glad that you did. I know we're all busy, you're busy, the person that you're thinking of right now that just came to mind, they're very busy, I promise you, but we are made for connection, we're made for community, we're made to do this life together, and I know that you and that person that you're thinking of will be glad that you connected this week. And you know, it doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be a long, you know, conversation or even a full-on lunch or dinner, but I promise you, you'll both benefit if you get together, connect, share your heart, open up. It takes a lot of vulnerability to do that, because you never know if that person's going to pick up the phone or if they're going to respond. You get left on read, and you know, these are all real things, but I do believe that we're all kind of just waiting and anticipating those connection points, and I think it gives us life, and I think that in this new year is one of my, you know, next resolutions too, is just connecting on a deeper level, on a more intentional level. Yeah. I think making sure that we prioritize our friends and family and partners, and you know, making sure that we have communication as one of our tenets in our life has always been important to us, and so this year will be no different. But I encourage you to do the same. Send that email, send that text, or make that phone call. I know that you'll be glad that you did. I'm glad that you are here listening to this podcast. I'm glad to be doing it here with you, Danielle.
Thank you.
And I hope that you will bookmark this podcast. You can find more about us on our website at connectglobal.org. And you can send us an email or send us a message through that as well. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for listening to the Connection Podcast here with Connect Global. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you, guys. Bye.